Blog Talk Radio.
A bright and sunny Big Apple good afternoon to all my wonderful listeners on People, Places, and Perspectives. Yes, this is your host, Maria Edwards, signing in. It has been a while since we have chit-chatted, shared some fun and exciting news, or just talked about anything that was trending in the news today. So here we are again, and I say welcome to People, Places, and Perspectives. Yes, yes, it has been a while. So let's kick things off by saying the word is love, one love, the universal love, the love of God, consciousness, spirit, and self. From my heart to your heart, the word is love. Now, my friends, today we're going to talk about lifestyle. There are some things that I like to discuss. So what we're going to talk about is some, chit-chat a little bit about some lifestyle issues. And on the top of my agenda is the value of friendship. Now, I don't know how much value you place on friendship, the friends you have in your life, but I do place a lot of value and emphasis on friendship. So I value my friends, and I cherish their input in my lives. I cherish their presence in my life, as a matter of take, their involvement in my life, or anything like that for granted. But before we go any further, let me say, please feel free to call me at 646-668-2365 and share your thoughts with me on some of the topics that we will discuss in this half an hour show. It's a show packed with quite a bit of stuff, but we'll get through them. So, yes, back to my discussion on friendship, the value of friendship. It is very rare that we come across people who come into our lives who mean so much to us that they're ever present, you know, in our lives and our various experiences and all of that. My father, who is 93 years young, I see where, you know, over the years of I grew up with certain friends in his life that they are alive today, and they're still friends up to this day. And I mean, I'm talking about friendship going over 50 years. Now, for people to be in a friendship as long as 10 years is a bonus, let alone 50 plus years. That is beyond a friendship. That is almost like a brotherly love kind of approach to living. They are practically brothers, I have to say. And I know of two specific gentlemen that I grew up with, one of whom my dad taught within the same high school, Mr. DaCosta, and another, Mr. Taylor, who is a photographer. And they have been friends for eons. And I have to say that through my dad's eyes, I see the value that his friends have in his life and that he has in their lives as well. And so it is not something that we can take for granted. Friendship is something that we must cherish, you know. They say that there are people who come in your life for a time, a reason, and a season. And there are some people who just last a lifetime. And those are the friendships that we need to cherish, to you know, develop in every way, shape, and form. Because you know, there's this poem, and it says, "No man is an island, no man stands alone. Each man's joy is joy to me, and each man's grief is my own. We need one another, so I can present each one as my brother and each one as my friend." And we can, you know, instead of saying brother, sister, because it's not brother in the sense of just the gender, it's the broader sense of each one is my brother, my sister, humankind, of humanity. So we have to value the people who are coming to our lives and add that special bit of something that, you know, we could not, we cannot really explain, but we experience on a daily basis. And sometimes you have friends who you don't have to talk to them day, every month. But whenever you make that call, it's as if you pick up the conversation that you started a month ago, 6 months ago. You just pick up where you left off. And there is you do not miss a beat. You do not miss a beat. They feel your pain. They share your joys, you know, and all the different experiences that you go through in your life. They are always there. So such is the value of friendship, quite frankly. So give me a call and talk to me about your friends, the friends you have in your life, and how they have impacted, you know, your various life experiences. I can tell you about my personal friendship. I've had quite a few since grade school, since high school, since college, since starting my life as my adult working life. I've maintained quite a bit of friendship. Some have fallen by the wayside. You know, it's understandable. It has to happen, and it's those kinds of experiences we learn and grow from. Because I remember there was one particular friendship that I was so invested in. Oh my goodness, I loved this woman like a sister. And I remember that I would, you know, do my best to accommodate her because I was helping her with something. And I did my best to accommodate her no matter what, her schedule or assisted her, you know, whatever it was. And I later found out that, you know, she was saying really, really unkind things about me behind my back. And when I found out, I was so devastated because I never expected, you know, that of her at all. I never expected, you know, those things to come from her because I never saw her that way. And I, you know, if anyone dared to say anything unkind about her, I would defend her cause. I would, you know, but not knowing that she was really dogging me behind my back, it was rather unfortunate. But it's something that I had to learn and grow from and come to realize that, yes, come into your life for a time, a season, and a reason. And her season was up. So she may have come into my life in the spring, and then the fall came. She was there for summer, and then fall came. So she didn't last through winter. And that's understandable, and it's quite fine. But it's something that I had to learn and grow from. Now, summer is up on us. As a matter of summer is up on us, summer is almost coming to a close. We are in the 16th day of August. Next month begins the month of September. We are fast approaching the fall. And I don't know how many of you have gotten the opportunity to go out and experience some fun and exciting things with your friends. You know, sometimes with the economy, the way it is the world over, because no country is immune or exempt from experiencing economic hard times and all of that, and every family is going through their various, you know, financial challenges, no matter, you know, the experiences or the state of your family structure. And friendships, too, are going through that because, where you know, there's a time when you could go out with your friends every Friday evening and stuff. You have to cut back on that and maybe do it once a month and stuff. But always keep your friendships fresh. And it doesn't have to be about what you can spend on your friend, but how you enrich that friend's life. And enriching a friend's life has nothing, little or nothing to do with monetary infusions, okay? So, but you can find fun and exciting things to do with your friends. You know, especially now it is summer, it is warm and nice outside. You can get into your little short shorts and your tank tops and your nice little sandals and your broad hat and your nice, fun summer glasses. I have quite a few Foster Grants. Yes, I love the Foster Grants. And I do have quite a few. And you get into nice, fun sunglasses and, you know, pack a little picnic basket and go. Oh, don't forget the sunscreen. Do not forget the sunscreen. You need a sunscreen. And you can pack a little picnic basket, and you and your girlfriends, your guy friends can go to, you know, some fun and exciting places and do some great things together. One of my favorite places to go in New York City is the New York Botanical Garden. You know, any botanical garden will do for me. Trust me on that. I like a tree. I love grass. I like to see the grass beneath my feet, you know, under my feet, between my toes, and all of that. I also like, I like to observe, you know, God in his fullest, in the fullest expression of himself through nature. Because when I walk through, you know, these gardens, I see the power of God really unfolding. And I see it in the trees because, you know, winter was a few months ago. And boy, the winter we had in New York City. I don't know what it was like in your neck of the woods, but I can only speak for New York City. Honey, it was brutal. It was brutal. And so too was the spring. I mean, spring would never, it's like winter was never going to finish for spring to really start. So it was very cold for me. I was in cold for quite a bit of time, you know, when I should not be in all those heavy coats. Yes, I was wearing those heavy coats. And I'm like, come on, now, will spring come and go? So anyway, we had a really brutal winter, and it, you know, trickled over into spring. And I looked at how the trees just, you know, went from winter into spring, now into summer, and it, you know, just following that flow without missing a beat, without missing a beat whatsoever. And that was just God, you know, unfolding and showing us how life, the cycle of life, quite frankly. And it is a beauty for me to see this happen, and I always observe it. And now as we're into summer, and we're, you know, summer is unfolding, and you know, fall is coming up, I really look forward to the fall's foliage and the trees, you know, shedding their leaves. And the only problem is the sweeping up of the leaves for those who live in houses. I live in an apartment, so I don't have to sweep leaves. Thank you, Jesus. But you see all this beauty unfolding when with the, you know, the change of seasons. And so you can find fun and exciting things to do with your friends. So when you go to like some a place like the New York Botanical Gardens or the Brooklyn Botanical Gardens or wherever the garden is in your neck of the woods, in your state, in your country, there is a garden somewhere that you can go and visit. And you know, there is such beauty to behold if you just allow yourself to see the beauty that is around you. It is awe-inspiring. It opens you up to various ex life experiences and understanding that life in general is a cycle. So with this opportunity of summer, and you know, it's so bright and lovely outside, and the sun sets late, and all of that, you have the opportunity to go into these places and enjoy some fun family time, but also friendship time. You know, rekindle your friendship, build some great bonds, and catch up with each other, see what's happening with the other person, and you know, is everything going well? Blah, 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 blah. Can I help? Can I not help? You know, whatever you can do. And there's always something that we can do to empower or encourage someone in life. And life is never just always smooth sailing. We always have challenges in life. So this is one of the very fun and exciting, this is one of the very fun and exciting places for me to go during the summer months. And my favorite place in the New York Botanical Garden, if you get a chance to go there, is the Rose Garden. Oh my goodness. I'm talking about rows and rows and rows of different varieties or species of roses. It's unbelievable, unbelievable. And then, as a matter of fact, as you're coming down the hill heading towards the Rose Garden, the aroma from that garden hits you. Oh my goodness, it's unbelievable, unbelievable. You just want to go in there and absorb as much of it as you possibly can, because it's just a beautiful space for you and your friends to enjoy, to chat and carry on, you know. And in the process of enjoying your friendships, you realize that you grow from all of these experiences. You grow and develop through all of these experiences. And they fuel you because you get from your friend and they get from you that which they need, you know, to sustain their relationship, to build their relationship, to fuel their relationship or their friendship or themselves in general. Because we all are here to add some measure of value and of substance to the other person's life. You know, that is basically what we're here for. We're not here just for ourselves. We're here for each other. And when we have the opportunity to extend ourselves, and when someone entrusts us with that aspect of ourselves that we call, you know, we have to say, or we open ourselves up to expressions and to sharing and to understanding each other, it is something that you have to guard very carefully. You have to treat it with love, treat it with respect, treat it the way you would love to be treated. And it is so you that is a value I place on my friendship. I do not take them for granted. They're dear to me. My friends are dear to me. I care very deeply for and about them. And I know they do the same thing for me as well. But when you come to a place, a fork in the road, and that friendship is, you know, no longer means what it used to either of you, and you have to go your separate ways, then it's all good. You know, there's nothing wrong with that. But it should be in a way that is amicable, that both of you do not walk away from the experience feeling betrayed. Because a betrayal is something very difficult for one to recover from, quite frankly. So we have to be very careful about how we treat, you know, our friends. So we have to watch out for that. And a huge part of how we treat our friends has to do with how we see ourselves, the kind of conversations we have with ourselves. And that will attract to us the very persons that come into our space. Because the people that come into our space, we attract. Nobody sent them there. God did not send them. We attract them. And we attract them based on our own personality traits. We attract them based on the conversations we have with ourselves. We attract them based on how we see value and appreciate our own beings. So you cannot attract to yourself someone who treats you unkindly unless you're treating yourself unkindly and providing you're treating yourself unkindly. So that will happen because if someone comes into your space, a friend comes into your space, who is not treating you the way you desire to be treated, you will shut it down. You will shut it down right there and then. You will not give it any fuel to grow. You will not give it any fuel to grow. So you will attract to yourself that person, the person who you are. Now, as we move right along, and I want to share with you, you know, people, places, and perspectives. So we do people, places, and yes, perspectives. We are going to touch a little bit on what's in the news today. And sadly in the news today, especially for New York, well, the America in general, in the news, it is said that Horace Julian Bond, one of the great civil rights leaders, died at the age of 75. He was a long time, and as a matter of fact, he was once a chairman of the NAACP and had a very long career in politics, and he died, you know, he died on Saturday, which was yesterday. He was very, you know, his work did not only reflect his passion for the African-American community. His work really reflected his passion for humanity. He cared very deeply for the rights of humankind. So it wasn't only about African Americans that he cared, or he was an activist for. he was an activist for humankind. You know, he cared deeply about the people, the disenfranchised people who came into his space, be it directly or indirectly. So, you know, the world has lost a really, America has lost a wonderful human being, and the light has gone out, you know, on a, in a world that needs someone, some more of the Julian Bonds of the world, because he was really a trailblazer. He was a terrific activist and one who served humankind quite nobly. So I say, you know, rest in peace, Horace Julian Bond. And if you're following America, if you're in America, well, you're known that, you know that we are in the presidential season. Next year, 2016, there'll be a new, the presidential elections, you know, are up ahead. And you know that the ever-expanding Republican field is just something of, I don't know what to call it, but when I look at it, I just have to say, I'd love to see some serious, you know, I would love to see someone, I'm not a Republican, and I'm not, you know, I don't want to say, I have no preference group that I want to talk about on air. That's my personal, you know, preference. However, I would, from a news point of view, I would like to see in the Republican Party someone who is serious about the office of President of the United States of America come forward and is the one who is taking the, is in the spotlight. I am sick and tired of the nonsense and the rhetoric and the loudmouth with no, you know, sense of direction, quite frankly. Because being the President of the United States doesn't mean you're the president for a certain group of people, some who you like, some you don't like. No, no, no. You're the President of the United States of America. And if America is to be taken seriously in the world, this person must understand that you cannot keep alienating, insulting, and being disrespectful to all the other leaders of the world, because every country is a sovereign nation. Every leader was elected by a respected majority in their country, and if they are elected the leader of their country, then they ought to be treated as such. So I am really longing to see someone of substance come to the fore in the Republican Party, in the Democratic Party, with, you know, and address the issues. It is not about the rhetoric and the ha 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 ha, because the person who laughs first, you know, the person who laughs the best. So I would really, I'm really longing to see, especially on the Republican side, someone of substance, because what is going on now is just a charade, quite frankly. And I, you know, you just hearing this and that, and everybody's mocking what they're going to do. And no, no, no. Come with some negative, to come with some positive things that you're going to do to better this country for all of us, not just for yourself, but for all of us. Because the rest of the world, you know, they're looking on and they're taking their cue from what the United States, the leaders of the United States of America do. So if you're going to come with some rhetoric that first alienates them even before you begin, then what are we saying about the United States of America? You know, it's one of the many countries that make up the world. So there's no place for anyone who thinks that he or she, you know, has the right to demean, belittle, and basically insult any group or groups of people. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what is happening, you know, especially in the Republican Party, just to see somebody with some sense, some, you know, some substance, somebody with some real substance about running a country. It is not about rhetoric. It is not about how much you have. It is how much you're invested in country and in your people, because that's a very noble job, and it is not one for, you know, for a big mouth. It's not about having a big mouth. It's more than that. It's much, much more than that. Okay, Greece. What's happening with Greece? The other day, no, the Greece, they did not, there was a referendum in Greece, and they rejected that bailout agreement there with the Euro, with European Union. So it's a matter of watching and seeing what's happening with Greece. I mean, the banks were closed. People could not get their money from the banks. You know, there's so much happening in the world that we all have to understand that, you know, we're all in this together. We are all in this together. That's the whole truth of the matter. So that's happening in Greece. What's happening in Jamaica? Okay, Usain Bolt. What's happening with Usain Bolt? Oh, they said he skips camp ahead of world championships. So he's going to be taking part in the world championships. And I know the Olympics are coming up, so we'll see what he's going to be doing in the Olympics. Let's hope he does well, and he bests his last record. Only time will tell, my friends. Only time will tell. So you have some time. Give me a call. 646-668-2365. You're listening to People, Places, and Perspectives. And yes, I'm your host, Maria Edwards, and we're back. How can, you know what, let me close by just talking a little bit about the two things. The Iran nuclear deal and the, you know, Obama, you know, on Friday last, which is the 14th of, yes, of August, the Cuban, and there was a Cuban embassy reopened in Cuba, and it's the first time in over 60 years that a Secretary of State visited Cuba. And also the Iran deal, you know, that was hammered out by basically the Obama administration and other countries in the rest of the world. And from my point of view, it is better for you to know what your enemies are doing than for you to shut them out and not know what they are doing. So it's a wait-and-see approach to see what the Congress is going to do with the Iran nuclear deal. But either way, I think because America is the only country who hammered out this deal, from my perspective, I think that it's something that's going to go ahead no matter what. And also with Cuba, it's a step in the right direction, quite frankly. And we have to also wait and see how things are going to play out and how the country is going to grow from this new chapter, because every new chapter, you know, is a growth, quite frankly. So let us see what's going to happen. But I have to say kudos to the Obama administration for the two major deals, the Iran nuclear deal and also reestablishing some diplomatic relations with Cuba. It's long overdue because, in essence, it was the Cuban people who were suffering the most. You know, the political leaders there, boneheaded as they are or were, you know, but it's the people who were suffering. And we also have to address the problem with the situation with the dissidents, because they too, their voice must be heard, and all that they have been through and their experiences must never be forgotten, So we have to pay some, you know, close attention to what's happening in Cuba, what's happening with the Iran nuclear deal, and what's happening with everything else in our lives, in our friendships, in our experiences, in our families. We're all in this thing together, my friends. And I have to say, it is great being back and having this show. And I say to you, you know, the word is love. Let this week be a week where you extend yourself to someone. Meet a smile, a kind word. If you can give something that they need, let it be, you know, do so. But do so knowing that you're doing it from a place of love, your intentions are pure, and the rest is up to the universe. So, my friends, be blessed. Until next time, Maria signing off.